In Bhagavad Gita, he explains, Mamu pe chapu nara janma, tukalayama shashvatam, natpavanti mahatmana, samsarim paramam gatha. That we should make our goal always self-realization, Krishna. We should never put any of our goals in this world, because this is a world where everything is temporary and therefore a cause of great distress, illusion and bondage. The great illusion of Maya is the more we have, the less we need. But actually it is just the opposite. The more we have, the more we need. The mind is a thing in and of itself. Its nature is to complicate everything, even the simplest. Spiritual life means simple living and high thinking. Material life means in pursuance of a high way of living and very dull thinking. The more we have, the more our whole life's energy has to strain itself to protect, to preserve, and to maintain what we have. Human life is meant to utilize our consciousness, our mind and our heart's energy, to strive for self-realization, to think of Krishna, to chant his holy names, to immerse oneself in devotional activities. But the illusion of this world is we think life will be easier if I have more, and we work so hard for more. And when we have it, practically our entire consciousness is just trying to keep it clean, trying to keep it from falling apart, trying to keep it from being stolen or usurped, trying to keep it running properly. It is a fact. When I was young, it was a noted fact amongst all parents that the more games and toys you give children, the more there'll be anxiety fighting about these things. The less they have, the more peaceful they'll be, and the more they'll get along with one another. And as far as adults, multiply that problem by thousands of times. I was speaking to somebody who was just in great anxiety where to store all possessions. So many possessions, and if I have to move, where will I store it? And how will I protect it and take care of it in case I need it? And I told her, you can do what you want, but if you want my opinion, get rid of all of it. Because instead of thinking of Krishna, you're thinking about pillows and refrigerators and tables and chairs and cotton and silk. You think thinking about these things is going to make you happy, make you purified? Simply completely taking your life's energy away from Krishna. Better to just have what you need, and if you need more later, get it later. Rather than spending so much of your time and your energy preserving something you're not even using, thinking you may need it later. It is a fact. The less we have, the simpler and more peaceful our life is. This is simple living and high thinking. What you require, have it. Live comfortable, make ends meet. But the suicide of our consciousness is I'm become rich, now I need more and more and more and more. I could afford more and more and more and more. And your consciousness becomes less and less and less and less.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.